Welcome, everyone. I'm Quinnell Hartman, the general manager of 2-6 EpiWorks. Thanks for attending our ribbon cutting event today. It's a pleasure to have the privilege of two special guests, Chuck Matera, who's the CEO of 2-6, and Governor Bruce Rauner. We very much look forward to your comments and are honored by your presence. But before we get started, and hear from these two, as well as Dave, I wanted to say a few words myself. I can't promise they'll be funny, but it will be short. When David and I and Professor Stillman started EpiWorks 20 years ago, we had a vision that one day compound semiconductor materials would proliferate throughout modern electronics and optical systems, providing transformative capabilities and functions that impact people's daily lives. Similar to the way silicon had proliferated and transformed the computing world 20 years ago. The second wave of semiconductor technology beyond silicon has yet to fully arrive, but today, the building we're inaugurating is a giant leap forward, along with our partner divisions and our external customers, in our ability to realize this vision. I can't express how awesome it is to be here in front of you today. Today's systems capable of providing 3D sensing, automotive vehicles, 5G wireless systems, and effective electric vehicles are emerging. The advanced compound semiconductor technology that these systems rely on are rooted in the physical sciences and in the atomic structure and fundamental physical properties of crystals. We can't convert these atoms into gold as alchemists once imagined, but we can harness their crystalline properties when we understand the fundamental characteristics and create technologies transforming the way people communicate, work, and recreate. And that's the purpose of the facilities that have been built here. When I tried to consider the number of obstacles and pitfalls, accomplishments and successes, putting us on the path to this point in time, it was overwhelming and impossible to really try to summarize them, other than to say it's been an exciting journey, full of learning experiences, and to reiterate how satisfying it is to be inaugurating 45,000 square feet of new capability today. Some might consider today's milestone a mission accomplished, yet as many thousands of hours have been dedicated to making our vision a reality, today when I look at the vastness of our future, it truly feels like we're just beginning our journey. It's like we just finished building the launching pad, and we have yet to actually launch the ship. It's truly exciting to see how much there is ahead of us to explore and to accomplish together. Of course, we couldn't have arrived at this point without the dedication of many, many people, far too many people to list today. And while the hard work and scientific reason are the core of our business, it's the faith of these people that I'd like to honor today. To our employees, who have taken on the task to develop new processes, ramp up new products on aggressive timelines, and to integrate with a new company, all while enabling massive new capacity for our future, thank you for your dedication and relentless drive to improve. But mostly, thank you for your faith to follow both David and I on this journey. I'm proud of your accomplishments, and I'm proud to be a member of this team. I'm also wanted to thank our contractors and subcontractors to complete this project successfully through several ups and downs. None of these projects has ever been easy, and it could not have been accomplished without your hard work and faith. And to 2-6's leadership, thank you, Chuck, especially, for your enormous faith shown by your actions in investing millions of dollars to increase our capacity and to eventually fill these two amazing new buildings and to enable the vision. We will strive day and night to meet the expectations that such faith deserves. It's an honor and a privilege to have such an opportunity and responsibility. And to the state of Illinois for its faith and its people. Despite very difficult financial circumstances, the state provided incentives to create jobs and grow our business in Illinois. Thank you for your support. And finally, I'd like to thank the University of Illinois and acknowledge the late Professor Greg Stillman for his faith. He set up a world-class laboratory, chose his students, trained us in fundamental truths, then told us how to go learn and find something new. His faith and training inspired confidence and our confidence led to learning, which in turn led to ideas and innovation, which has taken us to this place today. To the many others who have contributed to the project, but I don't have time to list, thank you. We appreciate your contributions. And now, I'd like to ask Dr. Matera, the CEO of 2-6, and more importantly, also a crystal grower, to add a few words to our ceremony today.
Thank you very much, Quinnell. Thank you for those nice comments. It's apparent that we're not able to forecast very well because it seems that we should have built a much bigger building. I can tell right from the get-go, at least a bigger auditorium. So thanks a lot, and good morning, and thank you to all of the 2-6 employees and to our distinguished guests, including Illinois' Governor Bruce Rauner, for joining us at this morning's exciting ceremony to celebrate our progress and ongoing high-tech job creation as we prepare for the exciting future that I believe lies ahead. So it's really great to be standing here this morning alongside the governor in the shadow of not only the birthplace of EpiWorks, but also the University of Illinois, one of the country's greatest educational and high technology assets, from which the EpiWorks founders over two decades ago emerged with a curiosity, a courage, and a vision of building a compound semiconductor materials company to enable other companies that make or use advanced semiconductor devices, especially state-of-the-art semiconductor lasers in the core of their products and services. We are marking here today the completion of a multi-million dollar investment in one of the world's most advanced centers of an amazing crystal growth technology that utilizes high-tech machines to engineer functional materials, and I mean atom by atom, in a process called metal organic chemical vapor deposition, known on our campus here that's growing, not only growing the crystal, but growing in leaps and bounds by people as simply MOCVD. 2-6 is an engineered materials company at our core and has a growth strategy that includes vertical integration through organic investments and acquisitions. In fact, 2-6 acquired EpiWorks about 2 years ago because of their proprietary knowledge that came from years of accumulated experience of EpiWorks MOCVD scientists and engineers in making VCSEL epi wafers, and because of the significant potential for building on 2-6's differentiated and high-quality silicon carbide semiconductor substrates that are expected to underpin the widespread deployment of the next generation of 5G wireless communications networks and the rapid adoption of electric vehicles around the world. We acquired EpiWorks and began substantial investments in what we determined was the right technology with the right team at the right time to add to our rapidly emerging capability as one of the world's most advanced companies in semiconductor laser technology and manufacturing. It's remarkable that the basic characteristics of semiconductor lasers were first predicted in the early 60s by a team led by University of Illinois Professor Nick Holoniak, and that such lasers now light up the fiber optic communications networks of the global internet and the large data centers that enable cloud computing, both of which underpin today a large amount of worldwide economic growth. We are proud that our recent investments in related technologies have created one of America's most unique and differentiated compound semiconductor materials and device platforms. Today, 2-6's business is related to semiconductor lasers and wide bandgap silicon carbide materials and devices employ about 650 people in the U.S., more than double the number from 2 years ago, and is expected to grow by as many as another 100 jobs by the end of the year. In fact, from our facilities here in Illinois and those in New Jersey, Mississippi, and Pennsylvania, 2-6 is now working to enable another transformational change by enabling the further adoption of silicon carbide-based electronic and RF devices and also semiconductor lasers, whereby our steep production ramps are helping our customers achieve their time-to-market goals. The semiconductor lasers in particular have the potential to be widely deployed in consumer devices to enable three-dimensional sensing, a basic function that could greatly enhance capabilities in virtual reality, augmented reality, artificial intelligence, advanced manufacturing, medical diagnostics, and autonomous driving, to name a few. This is consistent with II-VI's long-term growth strategy and II-VI's investments in advanced materials and device technology ahead of the market requirements. We believe that our business model that includes vertical integration, in which we aim to differentiate our products, offers solutions that can be the most competitive in performance, quality, and with intrinsic intellectual property advantages that can enable our customers who work with us to gain a time-to-market, a time-to-volume advantage both in manufacturing and in new generations of product development. These are among the sources of our sustainable competitive advantage and our drive to generate long-term value for our customers, our investors, and our employees in the great communities of Champaign, Illinois, and surrounding areas in which they live and work. Today, we're proud to say that thanks in large part to our II-VI team here in Champaign, we are an approved supplier shipping large volumes of semiconductor lasers for 3D sensing into some of the most high-profile brands of consumer electronics. And thanks to this team's very high-quality product with leading-edge performance, we have a strong platform from which to grow and many more customers. We believe that these recent accomplishments of our teams validate our strategy and make us enthusiastic and optimistic about the future. This new facility and the investments we've made and plan to make over the next 3 to 5 years should enable us to greatly increase capacity here, and together with our related investments elsewhere in II-VI, we believe that we'll be able to address rapidly growing global markets. Thanks to our employees here in Champaign and the state of Illinois, we are able to accelerate the pace. So I would like to express our sense of appreciation to the state of Illinois, with whom we have formed a strong partnership, sharing a vision that businesses with advanced technology and advanced manufacturing capabilities will be the most competitive over the long term and great sources of sustainable economic growth. With support from Illinois and the local governments, we expect to continue to invest in the Champaign facility by adding state-of-the-art manufacturing capacity, improving process capabilities, broadening the product portfolio, and recruiting and developing a lot of talent to fill the anticipated growth in high-tech jobs and to offer exciting, meaningful, purposeful career opportunities, including to local university and college graduates. Finally, I'd like to express our appreciation to Governor Rauner for attending the event today and for sharing the vision of creating high-tech manufacturing opportunities in Illinois, and for partnering with II-VI, a company dedicated to enabling the world to be safer, healthier, closer, and more efficient. Thank you, and now I'd like to turn it over to Governor Bruce Rauner. Governor Rauner.
Good morning. It's a great day. Go Illini. Go Illini. Yay, Illini. Today we're celebrating. This is a great day for the people of Illinois. We are celebrating the success of EpiWorks, one of the great companies in the state of Illinois, one of the great companies in America. But we're also celebrating the University of Illinois. It's extraordinary faculty. It's extraordinary alumni. And the alumni of the U of I have started and built this great EpiWorks company. We're here to celebrate the U of I and the alumni. We're here to help EpiWorks. But we're also here to celebrate advanced manufacturing, creating great careers for the people of our state. Advanced manufacturing is the future, high-tech manufacturing. Semiconductors is one of the leading categories, but all categories of advanced manufacturing, we want Illinois to be the capital of advanced manufacturing in the United States of America. The U of I is at the center, epicenter for EpiWorks. This is what we're celebrating. And the partnership between the universities, our state government, and businesses, forming a partnership and an alliance to create outstanding economic growth and economic opportunity. It was an honor for us to offer to EpiWorks EDGE tax credits to help support the growth of the business and to try to get some regulatory relief here. I also want to thank the local elected officials for this is an enterprise zone. Thank you for creating this enterprise zone here to support small business growth and helping our entrepreneurs. It's also a great time to celebrate because this is our bicentennial year. This is the year, 200th birth for the state of Illinois, and this year we celebrate everything wonderful about our state, everything that was born, built, and grown in the state of Illinois. And that's exactly what EpiWorks is. That's what the U of I is. That's what the alumni of U of I are about. Born, built, and grown here. Today is a great day to celebrate. This is the future of Illinois right here in Champaign, the future of our prosperity for our state. It's an honor for me to be back. I said when I was here a year ago, I said I want to come back for the ribbon cutting, and we drove up from Springfield because I want to celebrate. This is an exceptional moment. This is a role model. This is exactly what we need to see repeated here in Champaign County, but throughout the state of Illinois. Grow great careers for everyone in the state using the latest innovation, the latest technology, relying on our universities, having the state be supportive, and supporting entrepreneurs who take a risk and create great businesses. This is an exciting time. I'm honored. You know what? I didn't go to the U of I. Many times I wish I did. I didn't. But I'm a strong 35-year advocate, donor, supporter for the U of I, and I'm very proud. Helped me get this budget passed. I proposed $500 million from the state budget to come here to Champaign-Urbana, to the U of I, to help expand the engineering school. It's in my budget. We want to expand the U of I all across the state of Illinois, but especially here in Champaign, drive exactly this type of innovation, exactly this type of entrepreneurship. We can do this together. It's a very exciting time. So on to victory for EpiWorks, on to victory for the U of I. Let's grow more great companies in the state of Illinois. Yay, EpiWorks. Thanks very much, everybody.
Thank you, Governor. And thanks to everybody in attendance today, especially our long dedicated employees. And before I start, I'd also like to thank Don Sandone. I don't know where you are back here, Don, but thank you for organizing everything today. So today is an exciting, oh yes, please. Today is an exciting day. I would like to add, in addition to celebrating Illinois, celebrating EpiWorks, this is celebrating what we've done with 2-6. And I can't help but reflect on the fact that last weekend was commencement day at the university. And it was, you know, it seems like a long time, but it really wasn't that long ago that we spun out of the University of Illinois. And that really was our graduation day here for EpiWorks. And I don't know how many, do we have any new college grads back in the room? We got a couple here. So for you, it's you get to graduate twice this year. You know, I think, you know, I view right now at this time, you know, since we graduated, you know, we've worked hard, we've learned, we've grown, we've built something. Along the way, there's been a lot of blood, a lot of sweat, a lot of tears from everybody in the room today. Now our company, our industry, our world's at a pretty exciting juncture. There's a lot of opportunity all around us. And with the substantial investment from 2-6, and the incentives from Illinois, now we're all here at what I view as a new beginning. And our facilities, our capabilities here are gonna provide us a platform that will allow us to push very aggressively into the future for many years to come. And today, collectively, you know, as a group, we have a lot of work in front of us. And you know, Governor Rauner, you certainly have your work cut out for you to ensure our state, our institutions can keep pace. But here in this room, we have our work cut out for us. Chuck and 2-6, they have a bold vision and plan that we have to continue to work feverishly to pursue. And this facility and the work we do here in Champaign is the key. And like Governor Rauner said, it's the epicenter, if you will. So unfortunately, you stole my my epicenter thing.
You didn't rehearse it.
Yeah. So now the rest of the job is here on every single one of us, including local community. We need to deliver results. We have to ensure we have the best people here. We make the best technology here. We enable the best products here. And then we will undoubtedly succeed in creating more opportunities and more jobs. And along the way, as Chuck said earlier, we'll help make the world a safer, healthier, closer, and more efficient place. With that, I'd like to conclude by thanking Governor Rauner, our local community, Chuck, and the rest of our 2-6 team for their support. We're very appreciative of all your dedication and effort.